Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Longtime Washington Post columnist Sally Quinn is still with us. And Sally, this comment on the BP oil spill by the president has some people talking.
I don't sit around just talking to experts because this is a college seminar. We talk to these folks because they potentially had the best answers, so I know who's asked to kick.
All right, Sally, put on your social critic of Washington hat, and let's talk about this question. Is that phrase, I know who's asked to kick, presidential?
It seems to me that you can't have it both ways with Obama. You can't say, you know, he doesn't care and he's sort of out of it and he's, you know, he's above it all. And then when he actually gets mad and says, I don't know who's cast to kick, is that presidential? I think that he's probably reflecting the frustration of everybody in the whole country. And, you know, the fact is that somebody has to pay, and people are getting really angry. And I imagine that that was a moment when Obama lost his cool a little bit.
Well, I wonder about that.
That's what everybody's been looking at and saying, oh, right on.
I mean, they knew they were going to sit down with Matt Lauer last night,
yeah.
And they knew this was going to be on the Today Show this morning.
Yeah.
And these guys know the news cycle like they know their own CAT scans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they must have had a meeting and decided, all right, we're going to go a little south here.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I remember the last time I heard a presidential candidate say that was right after the George Herbert Walker Bush debate with Geraldine Ferraro in 1984, vice presidential candidates. And everybody said, oh, my goodness, Mr. Bush is not looking all that tough. He then met with a bunch of longshoremen the next day, if I'm not mistaken. And the comment was, we sure kicked a little ass there last night. Maybe he said, one of the two. So let's bring it back. Come on, Sally. You're the one that comments on Washington social customs. Is it okay for these guys to talk that way?
But all I can say is I'm sure this played very well in Peoria. And, I mean, I hadn't heard it until just now, and it made me laugh. So, I mean, I can only imagine that everybody here is laughing, too, but I'll let you know.
All right. So at your famous dinner parties, you sort of encourage talk like this because you want people to be freewheeling and you want to know. And heaven knows I've been to enough of them that you want good things to happen. But is there a difference between have our standards changed? Have our meters in our brains changed?
Have we sunk to the level of your dinner party, Sally?
Yeah,
that's going pretty south. no, I don't think so. I think this is a rare moment for Obama, but I think did they sort of plot and scheme and say, I want you to say, you know, who's asked to kick? I don't know. He may actually have come up with it on his own. But if they did, I'm sure that it is it's going to be very well received around the country because that's what everybody feels.
I guess if you say that, you better kick some then, right?
Yeah, well, then that's the next step, and I think that's what everybody wants to see. But, you know, I think, and you also, I mean, because they talk about him as being so cold-blooded, you know, we've heard plug the damn hole, and that was, you know, that was a starter. I think you probably haven't heard the last of this kind of talk from him this particular issue.
And let's hope he says it without the children around. Sally Quinn, Washington Post, thanks so much for all of this.